Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Okay, I want you all to picture it. It is Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th. I had just left the polls and was feeling a sense of pride that my 18-year-old son, Andrew, had cast his absentee ballot right before the elections. We went up for Family Day on the 24th to St. Cloud State. He proudly filled in his bubbles. His dad sat there with pride and witnessed it. He signed, Sean signed, and we put it in the mail. Fast forward to Election Day. I come home from the polls, and I said, let me just check the mailbox, see what's going on. My child's absentee ballot was returned because the signature did not match. It's about 3:15. I call Sean frantic. Find Andrew. Andrew's in class. Text Andrew and tell him he's got to come out of class because we have to come up to St. Cloud to pick him up. He's got to come home and vote. I'm trying to figure out how am I going to get to St. Cloud and get him home in time to get him back to school. What are we going to do? Who's going to feed the kids? We've got to get him down here so he can vote. The letter said that the signature didn't match. And so that's why his ballot was returned. Well, this boy's only signed his name one time. He's 18 years old. He ain't signed for nothing. So he doesn't know how to write a signature. He doesn't remember the last time he wrote it. And so I get online to start telling my story, and I realize so many other parents are experiencing the same thing, especially apparently in Nevada. Thankfully, Andrew knows the rules of the state better than his parents. Because he assured us that he could vote and do same day registration at St. Cloud State. They had a room set up. He went there. He voted. He sent us a picture holding his sticker saying that he voted. And we all breathed a sigh of relief. But I want to make sure parents know, if you've got a new voter, that signature has to match. But what does it need to be matching? I don't want to talk to nobody else. I went all the way to the top. Secretary of State Steve Simon is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Secretary Simon, I know it's a very busy day for you, but thank you so much for joining me on the Shaletta Show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Now, we got these 18-year-old kids voting. A lot of them absentee because they are in college. I had this ballot returned. The letter said the signature didn't match. I go online to tell my story, and I'm looking on my timeline, and that's what a lot of stories are saying because I have a lot of friends whose kids are new in college. What signature are they supposed to be matching?
You, first of all, teed up the story perfectly. And what you talk about does happen. You mentioned Nevada. This was a big issue in a very close presidential state in Nevada. And what they found there was exact same kind of thing here, which is, as everyone knows, I'm sure most of your listeners, when you get an absentee ballot, you have to sign it. You also have to get a witness to sign it, and that's a separate story. But you have to sign it. And if there is a match on file, typically a driver's license, not always, but that's common, they're going to look at it to see if it matches. Now, I have to tell you, in practice, they're pretty lenient, right? Because people's signatures change over time. People maybe are in a hurry when they sign one thing, and they sign it with more attention another time. So, you know, we don't. The problem here is turning people into handwriting experts. That's the issue. And so what happened to Andrew has happened. It's still pretty rare in Minnesota, but it does happen. And, you know, it can have real consequences in a real close race. I'm really happy in your case there was a happy ending. He figured it out that you could still vote on campus. You could register same day. But your point is well taken, which is match against what? What is this signature that they're looking at to match it against? He must have, I don't know your particular case. I don't know if he has a driver's license. But I'm guessing that's probably what they matched it against. And this is done by a board of people. It's not just one individual. It's party balanced with Democrats and Republicans. And they take a look and they decide whether a ballot should go in the pile to be counted or not.
Okay, so here's the problem. We live in a very technology-driven state, especially our young people. They ain't signing nothing. They don't have checks to sign. Even when they get jobs, you know, they use a stylist, right? Or they just initial here and here. And so these kids don't remember or know how what a signature is all about. They don't even know how to write in cursive.
And that last point you made is a big one. And this is something that other secretaries of state have talked about that when we get together, which is, look, I know my kids are a little younger than yours. Mine are almost 12 and 10. They don't teach cursive, at least not yet. They haven't learned it. And so that's an issue. The whole idea of this distinctive signature that looks like, you know, the other 100 times you signed it. You're right. It's something that just isn't as common as when we grew up. So it's something that I want to bring to the attention of the Minnesota legislature when they come back in January. You know, we obviously, everyone wants to make sure that the person who's sending in a ballot is really the person who is the intended voter, of course. We all agree on that.
Right.
This is an area where sometimes things can fall through the cracks. Fortunately, in your case, in Andrew's case, hey, he figured it out. But not everyone might.
So what suggestions would you have until there's some legislation on the books the next time our young people who may be first-time voters are voting and they're doing absentee if they're in college, whether it's St. Cloud State or St. Kate's or wherever they are, if they're filling out that ballot, should they have their license or ID next to them so they can remember how they signed? Because I'm telling you, what he put on that didn't look nothing like the driver's license, but nothing in my head said, hey, wait a minute, you need to make sure that matches, because I'm thinking if he got a witness, he's good.
You're right. Two pieces of advice I have. Number one is exactly what you just said. If someone has a driver's license or something they know they signed that would be used to match up against, yes, take that out of your wallet, take a look at that, and try to do the best to sign it the same way. Number two is, ideally, the earlier the better you can vote absentee, if that's how you've decided to vote, the better. Now, you said the 24th or 25th. I got to tell you, that's really responsible. That's pretty early. That's over a week early. That's, a week and a half or so early, maybe up to 2 weeks this year. I would say the earlier the better, because you're right. You want, if somehow there's not a match, you want to be notified of it before Election Day. So ideally, you'd vote as early as you feel comfortable, as early as you have made all the choices, so that if there is a problem and something's flagged, you have a buffer of a day or two or three. So those are my two pieces of advice until and unless something changes.
And I'm so glad we live in a state like Minnesota where you can have same day registration, right? Because the top of the ticket was so very important and crucial this year. But at the same time, he's voting for legislators he's never heard of. And one of the things, and I had to appreciate this for a lot of our first time voters in Minnesota, they were voting for a presidential ticket where they knew somebody. Right. And, right. you know, my son works very closely with our legislators here in Cottage Grove for autism awareness and so many other mm-hmm. things here in the community, helmet safety. And so he was just kind of bummed out because he thought, bless his little heart, that when he did same day registration, that they were somehow going to have a Washington County ballot and he was going to be able to vote for Justin Olson and Monique Garza and, you know, the folks that he knows here in our community. But I want to make sure that we emphasize when they same day register, if it's on campus at their college, they're going to be voting. He was voting for St. Cloud legislators.
You're exactly right. So that's right. When you register same day somewhere, you're voting for the candidates that the people in those places vote for, their state legislators, their mayors, their city council, their school board. So that is an issue. And, you know, it's everyone's choice when they go to college. I always tell kids in college, look, you're not a prisoner of your driver's license. If you want to vote in, say, St. Cloud, you're not stuck with what's on your driver's license. You can still vote mm-hmm. in St. Cloud, just like Andrew did. But the thing that you might give up by doing that, might, is you're just not as familiar with the folks there as where you came from, wherever that yeah. may be. So it's a trade-off. It's every kid's choice. You're right. Thank goodness we have those choices. You know, we're still in the minority of states. Not that many states have what we have, mm-hmm. which is same-day voter registration, where you can just go into your polling place. So, look, I'm glad he was able to vote. There are some trade-offs, no question, but I am glad that he was able to vote. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I tell you this, when you get ready to talk to the legislature about this, if you need somebody to testify, I will make Andrew available so he can talk about this incident so that, you know, they can really understand that this is really impacting 18-year-olds who are trying to, you know, just be a part of the process. We talk about young voters and making sure they get out to the polls, make their voices heard. And, you know, he tried to do that, got a little frustrated. Again, like you said, thankfully, we live in a state that values voters, and so we have same day registration. But, you know, had he been, you know, far away from home, it wouldn't have ended the way that it did.
Exactly right. We got to keep pushing for those laws that are pro voter, pro access, and we usually do a pretty good job of that, but there's always room for improvement, no question.
All right, Secretary Simon, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Thanks a lot, Shaletta.
All right.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.